And now for a public service announcement. For everyone that would love to do some Netflix and chill, here's what's actually available, and here's what's leaving. So hurry.
Here's all the stuff leaving from Netflix. July 1st, Austin Powers International Man of Mystery, and the sequel, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Chasing Amy. Cool Hand Luke. Definitely, maybe. No, it's definitely leaving. Dr. Zhivago. Dumb and Dumber. Well, that's kind of a shame. I like that movie. Malibu's Most Wanted. I kind of like that one, too. Pan's Labyrinth. Well, at least you won't have to read a horror movie anymore. Speaking of horror, Silence of the Lambs. Boondock Saints. The Matrix. And Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions. The Mummy. The Mummy Returns. And The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Two great movies in a trilogy. The Terminator. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Beginning. The Wild Bunch. And Turner and Hooch. Leaving July 2nd, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And leaving July 10th, Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. Arriving on Netflix on July 1st, Catherine Ryan, Glitter Room. It's a Netflix original stand-up comedy. She is amazing and fantastic. Astro Boy. Caddyshack. And Caddyshack 2. Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. Cloverfield. Inkheart. Lady in the Water. Wait, is that the fish love-making movie? Little Monsters. Yay! Megamind. Paul Blart, Mall Cop, for whatever reason. Rain Man, Roadhouse, remember, be nice. Swordfish, look, it's not a great movie, but it's enjoyable. And not just because of that one scene, Flynn, jeez Louise. Taxi Driver, The Book of Eli, The Brothers Grimm. It's a Terry Gilliam movie, it's a lot of fun. The Hangover, The Pink Panther. Well, that's the 2006 version and the Pink Panther 2, which, of course, came out in 2009. July 3rd, for all you parents out there, Yummy Mummies Season 2. July 4th comes really the only thing we're going to be watching for sure this month, Stranger Things Season 3. July 5th, In the Dark Season 1. It looks interesting. July 6th, The Iron Lady. You feel smarter after watching that, like you learned some history. July 9th, Mary Poppins Returns, y'all. Kinky. No, that's another movie that's coming out. July 12th, Taco Chronicles. It's about the history of tacos. Of course it's going to be on this list. July 16th, The Princess and the Frog. Frankenstein's Monster's Monster, Frankenstein. Look, crazy title. It's a Netflix original. It's got David Harbour in a Frankenstein Netflix mockumentary. What more do you need? We also have Wynonna Earp, Season 3. July 17th, Pinky Malinky, Part 3. July 19th, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, New 2019, Freshly Brewed. The Epic Tales of Captain Underpants, Season 3. Queer Eye, Season 4. It's a fantastic show. Give it a chance if you haven't been a fan before. Typewriter. Pretty sure it's a documentary about typewriters. July 22nd, Inglourious Basterds. One of the best modern-day World War II propaganda movies ever made. July 30th, Whitney Cummings, Can I Touch It? It's a stand-up special, and she's amazing. Expiring from Hulu. July 1st, Flashdance. Kindergarten Cop. Major League. Patriot Games. Rollerball. Also Rollerball. Probably the remake. The Time Machine. I'm not sure which one that is, though. Under Siege. Come on. Gets to Steven Seagal at the height of his career, and Tommy Lee Jones is a bad guy. It's fantastic. Zombieland. Now arriving on Hulu. On July 1st, we've got Airplane. Airplane 2, the sequel. An American Werewolf in London. If you haven't seen that, go watch it. If you're bummed out that Astro Boy was leaving on Netflix, well, you can check it out on Hulu. Bad Lieutenant. I'm sorry. Bad Lieutenant. Bad Santa. Big Fish. Yeah, it doesn't really hold all that well from there on. Brotherhood of Justice. Child's Play. Oh, I'm guessing that's going to be the original one. Con Air. I mean, come on, you're seeing Nicolas Cage at the height of his career.
Cooties.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, one of the best films ever made. It's directed by Yoda, come on, man. Hard Candy. It's a good movie. It's dark and it's twisted, and it's not a family movie. King Kong. You can skip to where it actually gets to the monkey. Man in the Moon. It's one of my favorite biopics of all time. Minority Report. Mission Impossible 3. Prime. Ugh, if you want to see a mess with your head time travel flick, that's the one. Reservoir Dogs. Revenge of the Nerds. It's problematic nowadays. I'm surprised they're keeping it around. Rocky. Rocky 2. Rocky 3. Rocky 5. They didn't really skip Rocky 4. It's coming too. Sleepy Hollow. Love it. Tim Burton. Headless Horseman. Doesn't get any better than that. Sling Blade. A fantastic movie. Spaceballs. I mean, come on. Any reason to watch Spaceballs. Species. Species 2. Species 3. Species The Awakening. Species The Legend of Curly's Gold. Okay, the last one I made up. Swingers. I can finally watch that damn movie. Look, I've seen parts of it on TV. I've been wanting to watch it forever, but it hasn't been streaming anywhere, so I'm looking forward to finally watching it. I hear it's money, baby. Terror in the Woods. The Amityville Horror. I'm not sure if it's the original one or the Ryan Reynolds one or one of the other 17 remakes. The Silence of the Lambs. Oh, that's where you can go to see it. The Sum of All Fears. It's Chris Pine being Jack Ryan. It's not bad. No, wait. Crap, it's the one with Ben Affleck. Yeah, it's still not bad. The Uninvited. Veronica Mars, seasons 1-3. Well, there's two good seasons. What Just Happened with Fred Savage, the series premiere. I like Fred Savage, I'm in. July 4th, Into the Dark, Culture Shock, episode 10 premiere. All right. July 5th, Amazing World of Gumball, season 6. Holy cow, that show is really good, actually. If you got kids or not, it's a lot of fun. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, season 13. That show lasted 13 seasons. Holy cow, and I love every one of them. The Venture Brothers, season 7. July 15th, Mythbusters Jr., season 1. Mythbusters, season 20. Secret Space Escapes, season 1. I kind of want to know what that show is. Shark Week, 2017, just in time for 2019, season 1. The Golden State Killer, It's Not Over, season 1. If you don't know the story surrounding that, not only the dude, how they couldn't catch him and stuff, and then how they did catch him, thanks to Patton Oswalt's wife. It's amazing. I'm looking forward to that. July 19th, Tokyo Ghoul, season 3A. It is the dubbed version, for those of us who don't like to read their TV. July 22nd, Time Freak. I don't know what the hell that is, but I'm looking forward to it. July 26th, I Trapped the Devil. The Field Guide to Evil. It's a horror anthology, and I'm in just with that title. Light as a Feather, season 2. Oh, and here's why that show came back those first three seasons. Veronica Mars, season 4. And July 31st, Four Weddings and a Funeral, the series. But arriving from Amazon, because they don't have a what's expiring list that we could find. July 5th, Kung Fu Panda, The Paws of Destiny, season 1B. July 23rd, Hellboy 2019 version, so I'm looking forward to that. Some more David Harbour. July 28th, Pennyworth, season 1. Yeah, that's the one about Batman's butler. I'm sorry, Batman's Batman. Nice. July 31st, A Very Brady sequel. It's not as good as the first one, but it's not bad. Corpse Bride. Dumb and Dumber. Hey, look, that's where it ended up. Dumb and Dumberer, When Harry Met Lloyd. So that's there. Hackers. It's a fun movie. Rat Race, a fantastic movie. Rosemary's Baby, that's right, the 1968 version. That's a good movie. Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. Star Trek First Contact. And then Star Trek Insurrection and Star Trek Nemesis. And rounding the whole thing up is 12 Monkeys, the original movie. Another Terry Gilliam classic. Check it out if you haven't. There's a lot of stuff, and we're planning on, if we can, bringing out the Netflix, the Hulu, and the Amazon stuff to your ears so that way you know what to put into your eyes.
Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the wait. GeekRadioDaily.com.